As bacteria have become more resistant to traditional drugs, scientists have looked to develop new, more powerful solutions. But a new study shows that the answer may be found in traditional remedies of the past. Scientific Reports has published the results of a study that shows three plant extracts used in the Civil War to treat battlefield wounds may have saved some limbs and even lives at the time. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Cassandra Quave, senior author of the paper and assistant professor at Emory Center for the Study of Human Health. Thank you for joining us this morning. So, what are these plant extracts and are they easily obtainable?
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. Yes, so these are from plants that are widely available in the eastern half of the U.S. There are plants like oak bark. We have devil's walking stick and also the tulip tree that were used during this period.
So how did we track back, you actually, to figure out what was being used, how it was being used? What got you into down this path?
Yeah, so I'm an ethnobotanist. I study how people use plants as medicine. And one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is, what do we do as we prepare for this post-antibiotic era? Could some clues come from the prebiotic era? And we found that there was a botanist that was actually commissioned. He was a botanist and surgeon, Francis Porcher, who was commissioned to write a resource book for use during the conflict, because the blockade of the Confederacy blocked off their ability to get and access medicines. And this book was later used to create a supply table that was used in field clinics. And so that kind of piqued our interest. Remember, this is at a time when the idea of germ theory really was in its infancy. And they would describe infections kind of as blood poisoning or mortification of the flesh. Many soldiers during this period, of course, died from the infections that resulted from the battlefield wounds rather than the bullet wounds themselves.
Have any of these plant extracts been tried today, especially on some of the bacteria that are becoming or have become antibiotic resistant?
Yeah, so in our study, we actually looked at bacteria that are antibiotic resistant. We looked at staph bacteria. We looked at bacteria known as Acinetobacter baumannii and Klebsiella pneumoniae, including multi-drug resistant strains. And what we found was really interesting. We found that they worked not only by having some growth inhibitory activity, but they also affect the ability of the bacteria to stick to surfaces. This is really important when you think about chronically infected wounds. The bacteria need to stick to the tissue to persist and maintain that infection. They also worked by blocking the way that some bacteria talk to one another. And this, in result, can reduce overall toxin production, or those compounds that bacteria produce that destroy your tissues. So it's kind of a three-way punch with some of these extracts.
But it's kind of a moving target, right? The bacteria that Civil War soldiers may have experienced are not the ones that we're seeing in these really wildly dangerous resistant bacteria strains today.
Yeah, so the generation of bacteria are different, but the species will often be the same that are still affiliated with wounds. So we're really just looking against or looking at species that have derived greater resistance to our current antibiotics, but importantly, these also worked against those.
So what would you think is next? Is it possible for somebody to commercialize or purify these natural plant extracts and put them to work?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of steps between a bench study and the clinic, but our aim is always translational. We're really interested in moving these discoveries from the lab to benefit patients. And one of the first targets I think that could be of use is in wound care therapy. So perhaps these could be developed as wound rinses or as ointments or hydrogels or even medicated bandages to deal with some of these kind of long-standing chronically infected wounds that people suffer from.
Professor Quave, thank you for your time this morning. Cassandra Quave is the senior author of the paper and assistant professor at Emory Center for the Study of Human Health. This paper, Stan, looking at plant extracts that were used back in the Civil War, turns out that they, in some cases, work rather well with today's bacteria that have become antibiotic resistant.